A game much like the Yogg, mechanics-wise, but instead of trying to survive the aftermath of the apocalypse by increasing a set number of stats with dancing bar fights and wandering through a forest, you are trying to ask various humanoid fantasy creatures to the prom. I like this game. The characters and dialogue are funny and interesting. They don't hold back in order to be family-friendly with various drug and sex references. There are characters of all genders and each has a different personality, so finding your waifu or husbando will not be hard. There's one for everyone. Now to the problems I have with this game that made me refund the game. The first and main one is the dialogue choices. To understand this one, you have to know how they work, so without further ado, the dialogue choices in this game tend to require a certain amount of a single stat for you to succeed, or you will not only fail but lose some of said stat, making it harder. Neither the stat involved or the number needed are disclosed to the player, so guessing from the wording and character/s involved is important, and here we come to my issues with them. In the Yogg, it was easier to guess which stat influenced which choice as they were physical-based, while in Monster Prom the stats are social, so they're a bit more abstract. You can measure how strong someone is physically, how fast or flexible they are, but when it comes to things like coolness, smarts, fun, charm, boldness, and creativity, there really isn't a way to determine what they mean. It's all a subjective matter, and yes, even smarts, because what is smarts? Intelligence, quick thinking, world smarts, all of them or none. What's fun exactly? There are people who find watching trains fun. We each have our own opinion of what fun is. Creativity is that artistic sense, because they are not the same. See what I mean? There is no consensus to what these broad stats are mean to represent, so deciphering the choices is frustrating to me. I don't feel like it was my fault I failed. For instance, at one point you are hiding in a bathroom and the principal comes in. Long story short, you can choose to lie to get out of it or do something else. Lying to the principal, that's pretty bold. Also, coming up with a believable lie on the fly takes creativity and smart, so which one is it? In my eyes, it could be any of them, but it has to be one. The dialogue choices are meant to be tiny puzzles. You, the player, have to figure out the best one according to your stats, even though you only get two to pick from, making it even harder to get an ending worth the time you spent playing the game. But a puzzle is something you have all the information for that you piece together to find the answer, if the pieces can be fit together in multiple ways, all of which makes sense to the player, but only one is the right way determined by the writer. Then it's just like an old adventure games trying to figure out the bizarre logic the developers went to though to come up with their puzzles, and that's bad design. There's also the fact that you can't get a good ending with someone without finishing their route, meaning if you fail once and never are able to get your stats up high enough to finish it again, or just run out of time, then you get a bad ending. In the Yogg, at the end you chose a job to do to try and rebuild society, and how well you did relied on the stat that job needed most, so no matter what happened during you play through, as long as it was high enough, not much else mattered, unless you were turned into a vampire or something. In the end, the game is fun if you play with other people, but by yourself, if you have played a lot of visual novels, it's frustrating, because I want to know more. I want to play more, but the stats are too vague, and it feels like they took the mechanics of the Yogg and just shoved them into an interesting story about dating humanoid monsters. When I play a visual novel, I don't want to have to keep upping my stats to make sure I can go down everyone's route, and making sure I don't pick wrong, making one of my stats decrease with no way to save, so if you mess up too much, might as well start the whole thing again, and I hate that. The visual novel-like elements and the stat management element do not work well with each other here. The stat management part just cripples the visual novel part, making it unfulfilling.